WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. One local hospital asks young children not to visit as the health system deals with the worst flu season in years. In General Assembly news, lawmakers wrangle with making sure that future elections are not determined by the luck of the draw, and they take steps toward expanding the use of medical marijuana. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, January 25th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
One hospital is asking children not to visit as the influenza season worsens. The news leader in Stanton reports that Augusta Health in Fishersville has treated nearly 500 flu cases this season, one of the worst the hospital has seen in recent years. As a result, the facility released a statement Wednesday urging parents to avoid bringing in children under 12 as visitors. Augusta Health did say you should seek care if you are sick, have symptoms, and want care for yourself. The notice put out Wednesday is for visitors only. Should elections be determined by the luck of the draw? That's what happened last year, and one lawmaker wants to make sure it never happens again. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the latest from the Capitol.
Don Wallace is one of the 24,000 voters who cast a ballot in the election for House District 94. That's the election that ended in a tie.
When I learned that our representation was going to be chosen by picking a name out of a bowl, I was flabbergasted, and I felt that my vote really didn't count.
Tied elections have been determined by lot since 1785 in Virginia, but the one that happened in the last election cycle should be the last ever, says Delegate Marcia Price. She's a Democrat from Newport News, and she has a bill that would require a runoff.
This special election would allow for the decision to lie not with luck and not with elected leaders, but with the people. And I just want to be absolutely clear. This is not about the past election or the outcome of the past election. This is about much more.
As for the cost of conducting a special election, Price says it's cheaper than the moral cost of disenfranchisement.
Lawmakers in Virginia are taking the first step toward expanded use of medical marijuana, and Michael Pope has that story.
Advocates for medical marijuana have tried and failed in Virginia year after year. A few years ago, they were able to persuade lawmakers to allow it for epilepsy, but that didn't help Tamara Netzel. She's a teacher from Alexandria who suffers from multiple sclerosis, and she brought her story to lawmakers in powerful testimony this week.
Why? Why not for MS? And I never thought that I would be put into a position where, in order to take care of my health, I would have to break the law.
She may not have to do that now that a House panel approved medical marijuana in Virginia. Jennifer Michelle Padini of the Virginia Cannabis Group says people who need marijuana for medical reasons won't need to move to Colorado.
Now all Virginians will have the ability to stay here at home with their families, with their support networks, and not be forced to move to another state in the middle of a health care crisis.
Don't expect dispensaries on every block, though. If approved, the bill would allow for CBD oil and THCA oil, which are not intoxicating. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia's unemployment rate was unchanged from November to December at 3.7%, but declined from 4.1% from a year ago in December. The state's jobless rate remained below the national rate, which was unchanged in December at 4.1%, the Virginia Employment Commission reported on Tuesday. Employers in the Commonwealth added a net total of 30,200 employees to their payrolls from December 2016 to December 2017, a job growth rate of 0.8%. Virginia had the 20th lowest unemployment rate among states in December, matched by Florida and Arkansas. Finally, after a group of U.S. senators used a talking stick to help negotiate an end to the recent government shutdown, Eastern Mennonite University says it has invited leaders of Congress to learn more about using talking sticks at its Summer Peacebuilding Institute. EMU's Center for Justice and Peacebuilding sent the email invitation to leaders from both parties in both the House and Senate. During the government shutdown, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, reportedly tired of members of the Common Sense Coalition talking over each other, initiated the use of a Maasai talking stick in negotiations. Although after the passing of the stick damaged a glass elephant in Collins' office, the stick was switched to a rubber ball. SPI Director Bill Goldberg said, quote, "How to have healthy discussions is exactly part of what we teach in our Circle Processes classes. But, he said, we don't have any glass elephants. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Thursday.